Please don't egg me all at once. I am with you. We are on the same side. I'm also a paramedic by profession. And I think that's really poignant in terms of what I'm going to talk about. But just before I start, I want to do a little bit of a check-in, a little bit of a mental health check-in, because for me, everything that's been happening over the last 3 months is really, really traumatic. What we've been seeing on our television screens through social media is really emotive, it's really impactful. Obviously, as my role as a paramedic, I see things that no one should ever see. The things that you see on your social media, I've had dead babies in my hand. I've pulled people who've been burnt from head to toe, apart from the right hand and the soles of the feet. People bleeding out from the necks. I've seen that in real life. No one should see that. And we're consuming this every day. We're looking at it through social media, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, every day. So we need to be really careful about protecting ourselves. I think that's really important to address, and looking after one another. I think this space gives us an opportunity to check in on one another and make sure that we're all right. So if anyone wants to speak to me afterwards, I'm not a mental health practitioner, but I do manage a lot of people with complex mental health issues. So if you ever want to talk, whether that's to your friends, to me, to anyone else, I think that's so important, because it's a really traumatic and emotive time for everyone. I think we need to recognise that before I start. So I'm going to come from a slightly different perspective. Obviously, I'm a Labour councillor, I'm a paramedic. I've been involved in politics and Palestine solidarity for quite a long time. But I think I need to address the elephant in the room, well, for me it is, and that's being a Labour politician. So I've waited for opportunity to speak out for quite a while. I did consider speaking at some of the rallies. I really wanted to speak at the City Council when we brought a petition, we brought a motion to council, we brought public questions. Unfortunately, we didn't have this opportunity to speak, and I was also on shift, so I sort of missed that. So I think with 100 days of genocide, I think it's time for all of us to step up. I think as politicians, we've been far too quiet, for whatever reason that is. And I appreciate people are apprehensive, not just people who are involved in politics, but you think about students, you think about your workplace. You look at the people coming to rallies who are putting masks on because they're too scared to show their faces at rallies because of the backlash of what could happen to them. So I think it's really important to acknowledge that point. It's not just about people involved in politics, it's people from all different backgrounds are apprehensive about speaking up for Palestine. So that's, for me, that's quite an important point. In terms of the Labour Party and the stance, I have been very, very clear in where I stand. Consistently, I've called for a ceasefire. You know, killing one child is wrong. Killing 10, 12,000 children, what do you call that? So, consistently, we should have a ceasefire. Like I said, 100 days of genocide, nothing's changing, so how can we not speak out as politicians? And I'm hoping more and more of my colleagues will speak out in the North East. I think it's really important for us to take a lead and take a stand on that, whether that's in the council chamber or out on the street or in meetings like this. But we just need that confidence to do it. And obviously it's been well documented that our voices have been stifled. We have been strongly advised, that's documented in the media, not to speak out on this issue. But you need to draw a line. Where is your red line? In what mind's being drawn? Palestine is too important. Kids are dying. That's too important just to stay silent. And for me, I can't do that. So yeah, again, I really welcome this opportunity, Roger. Thank you. Keir Starmer. Well, I don't know where Keir Starmer. I don't know where to start with that one. So pretty much everything that he says about Palestine, I disagree with him. Absolutely everything. This is all two-state solution stuff. Like, it's down to the Palestinians how they want to progress with their statehood. It's not down to Keir Starmer, it's not down to me, it's not down to anyone else in the room. It's down to the Palestinian people. But for him to come out and say, oh, we'll only recognise the Palestinian state under a two-state solution is horrendous. For then Benjamin Netanyahu to come out and say, oh, essentially saying there's not going to be a Palestinian state is disgusting. Absolutely wrong. For Keir Starmer not to call for a ceasefire, disgraceful. No, absolutely. To say it's okay to cut off water, electricity supplies, it's absolutely disgusting. It's shameful that we actually call him the leader of our party. Because if you're taking that line, we should be the party for the Palestinian people. He shouldn't be the leader if he's going to take that sort of stand. And it's not just about that, it's about refugees. It's about the workers. How can you not support striking workers? The way you stand on austerity, it's all of that. But for me, Palestine is so important, it's a massive red line. So, yeah, I just don't agree. It's as simple as that. I think I've got the right to disagree as well. You know? Thank you, appreciate that. I'll move on from there. So really, we need to talk about the genocide and keep the genocide on topic. I'm going to put my microphone down because I need to show you this bit of paper first.
If I'm getting open.
So this is Khalil al-Sharif, and it says paramedic. He is my paramedic brother, and I carry that around with me every day. So, what was his crime? His crime was on the 14th of October, he was driving an ambulance, just like I could have. And what happened to him? He was hit by a direct airstrike from the Israeli military and killed. How can you target medical workers like that? He does exactly the same job I do. If I had the opportunity, I would go to Gaza and use my skills. I've got enhanced skills in trauma that I can use there. If I had that opportunity, I would do that. But I will always remember Khalil al-Sharif. So, if we're talking about the genocide, it's important to recognise the level of murder that's taking place. And I say murder because Khalil al-Sharif was murdered along with many other people. And I can't keep up with the numbers. We're talking 24,000 maybe. But it's the children that get me, because one child being killed is bad enough. Recently in Skegness, there was a toddler who died. I don't know if anyone's heard about that case. I've got a two-year-old, I've got three kids, I've got a two-year-old. And that was so upsetting. But imagine that happening every day in Gaza to 10, 12,000 kids. And the world's gone blind. Where is everyone? Why aren't we focusing on this? It's
media lies.
Yeah, it's not in the media.
It's a humanitarian crisis. If this wasn't happening due to Israel, there'd be an outcry. But because of Israel, everyone's turning a blind eye. And it's disgraceful. It is the biggest humanitarian crisis of our lifetime. Some of our Palestinian colleagues have said this is bigger than the Nakba. This is a massive moment in time. And I think it's just so upsetting sort of demoralising that no one's actually doing anything. But it's good to see all these people in the room and Stop the War actually trying to speak up and do something about it. I think that's really, really important. Because we can't just stand by and let this continue. And I think every effort that we make to do something about it is really important. Doesn't matter how big or small it is, whether you're activists of one person doing something, or we're putting 3,000 people on the streets in Newcastle. Whatever we do is incredibly important. But what does surprise me is that there's so many Geneva Conventions being broken, so many war crimes. There's criticism of South Africa for taking Israel to international courts. How can you criticise South Africa when they understand what apartheid is? When Nelson Mandela was a friend of the Palestinian people, when Yasser Arafat and Nelson Mandela described each other as comrades, they understand the pain and the hurt of the Palestinian people. But instead of supporting South Africa, our governments and the media are criticising South Africa. How can that be right? I would commend South Africa for taking that action, no matter what happens with it. It's the symbolism. It's the symbolism of doing that. I suppose it's similar to, it's on a lot smaller scale, but when we took a petition to the Newcastle City Council, we had people speaking, and we tried to present a motion, it was a symbolism. It might not necessarily work, but it's the symbolism of highlighting the Palestinian voices and putting Palestine on the agenda and having it spoken about in the council chamber and having it spoken about internationally. Like, just South Africa doing that action put Palestine right back at the top of the agenda. I think it's really important to recognise that. So I've sort of talked about Khalil al-Sharif and the medics. But in terms of war crimes, how can you justify blowing up a hospital? And what's worse than blowing up a hospital is that you say, oh yeah, we blew up the hospital. No, we didn't. Yes, we did. No, we didn't. No, someone else did it. Or actually, we'll just investigate it and kick it in the long grass and wait until everyone has forgotten about it. And then they've carried on blowing up hospital after hospital after hospital. But it does get worse, because blowing up a hospital is one thing. Kidnapping the director of the hospital is something entirely different. And then kidnapping medical staff and torturing them because they're trying to help people is a whole other level of war crime. It's beggars belief, really. Solidarity with all of my fellow healthcare workers in Gaza. I think that those guys are all heroes. I think they're just incredible. But we've obviously seen the talking of them, we've seen the talking of journalists. And so some of the ways they try to justify the talking of journalists is beggar's belief as well. I'll hit a couple more points just before I go quickly. So, Yemen. It will stop bombing Yemen. I don't know why. It looks like Israel can't fight their own fight. So they're scared of the Houthis, so they call the big brother, the UK and the US, in to come bomb them. But these are battle-hardened people. Plus, a lot of Palestinian people describe Yemenese people as more Palestinian than the Palestinians. The Houthis aren't going to give up. They aren't going to give up. So it's going to draw everyone into a bigger war. So I think it's really important to say we'll stop bombing Yemen. And on Saturday, in the national demos, we need to repeat, stop bombing Yemen. That's really important. I do need to talk about the kids, because that's what gets me every time. The amount of kids that have been killed. And what had me in bits is, obviously, I'm a father of three. I don't know if you guys have seen the video of the father who went out to get cookies and then brought it back to his son. can't imagine that. So I'm going to leave you with that thought. But what we do need to do is we need to keep going. We can't get disheartened. There's not a ceasefire. We need to keep going. We can't stop. The Palestinian people need us. We need to keep getting out on the streets. We need to keep lobbying people, speaking to our elected officials. We need to not take a step back. We need to take a step forward. We need to keep going. We need to ask for a ceasefire now. And I'll stop that, Roger.
Thanks very much, Shimon. That's very moving, and what a courageous stand from Newcastle Councillor. So give him a applause. It's a courageous stand. And what I've seen is Shimon's work on the demonstration. He works tirelessly to make sure that everyone's united and the demonstrations are organised so well. And that's down to Shimon and his comrades in the Palestine Solidarity.